You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Understand, but who's giving the guideline? Where's it coming from? From the creator of the world, from Hashem. So Moshe Kibbeh Torah, Mi Hashem, Mi Ribono Shel Olam. So now here, obviously, Habar Tenura Zatzal, this is a very beautiful thing, and that is, if the Mishnah would inform me that Moshe received the Torah from Hashem, so that means, what would I think? What would I pick up from this? What would I understand from this? What's the difference if the Mishnah would inform me that Moshe received the Torah from Hashem or from Sinai? What's the difference? Sorry? Fine, but what make a difference to me to know that Moshe received the Torah from Hashem or from the Sinai? Ah, beautiful, beautiful. So now that it says that Moshe received the Torah from Sinai, so that means? Even though that you're Yehoshua, so you still can receive the Torah. Yeah?
It could also mean Sinai was the smallest mountain. And Moshe got it from Sinai, that means he got it from being humble.
I was talking about, that's what Binyamin said, that Shabbat we spoke about this. That's a good one. Very nice. So you have Ruach HaKodesh. That's a good one. About Tenura, I experienced a very beautiful thing, and that is, if we were informed that Moshe received the Torah from Ribono Shel Olam, so obviously, what would Hashem will tell Moshe to do and tell Am Yisrael to do? What would he tell him to do? What would Hashem would tell him? What would Hashem tell him? What would he tell him?
Keep
Shabbat, keep Kashrut, put on Tefillin, do Shechita, put on Mezuzah. But would Hashem tell Moshe to have manner? Would he tell him?
No.
No! Why? Hashem would not tell Moshe to have manners? No, that's the whole point that, as we explained, how is it given?
Moshe Rabbeinu had a lot of manners, like the way, even during the worst times, like blood, like he didn't hit the water. I
understand. But let's say, for example, like a president, I mean, not these things that you see, like no, president, would it announce that to his nation to have their heritage? Have you ever heard such a thing? No. Would he, is he in Kabor to come to tell people to, what is the task of the president anyway? What does he do? What do you hear that he does? What does it say in news?
Make sure the country is running well.
Yeah, he designates laws, you know, he signs, what do you call him?
Pay more taxes.
These taxes. Right, things like that, no?
Executive
order. Right. He's not going to tell people, you know, don't pass the red light and things like that. You know, to have their heads or to let the pedestrian go. It doesn't say these things. Here, Habatimura says, if we would be informed that Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, we would never imagine that we have to have some type of special quality, that is, derech eretz. So that the Mishnah is informing us that Moshe received the Torah from the Har Sinai. For us to realize, you know, if he received it from Har Sinai, so it has to be special understanding. As it was mentioned, you know, he was on up and so on, you don't jump around, you know. So then we derive from here, it's not that the only Torah that was given to Moshe, that doing and observing the Torah requires a very, very important factor that is called tarbiyat, manners. So that's why the Mishnah is not informing us that Moshe received the Torah from Hashem, but from Har Sinai. Actually, Habatunra explains, this is the source that we are obligated to have Derech Eretz. We have to learn Derech Eretz. We have to know what the Derech is. We have to know how to respect another Yehudi. We have to know how to speak to another Yehudi. So now here, the other problem that we have in the Mishnah, it doesn't say that Moshe was given. Is it Moshe? Given. Why it says Moshe received, rather than the Mishnah would inform us that he was given the Torah. He was given the Torah by Hashem, by Har Sinai. So why? You follow? Why? Well, it says, Qibel Torah Misinai. What's the difference? If it would be given or Laqabel.
If you are ready to receive, then it will be engraved with you.
Ah.
It will be named with you. But if you are not ready, no matter how much they tell you, it's not.
Ah, Chazak Baruch. Beautiful. Just imagine that you see a sign that somebody is moving, Bezat Hashem, Mishal Tavon Mustahat, to Yerushalayim, Tibanim, and Tekonen. One way ticket, all of us, Bezat Hashem. So he has lots of furniture and other things. He's going to give away. So I said, wow, for the opportunity. But the problem here, that you have one of these little cars, we call them the little car that only fits one hobby. What is the car called?
Mini car.
Fiat? Smart car?
Smart car.
Smart, like a world. The smart car. Who's the smart, the car or the one that drives it?
No.
So now, what can you fit in the smart car? How much? How many? Hardly yourself, no? So now, how can you take advantage of this opportunity? You know, beautiful furniture, very expensive furniture, but how can you fit it in the car? How? Huh? Now let's say you don't have access. Just you have this car. And that's painful, you know? This is such an opportunity. You can save thousands and thousands of dollars.
Take the picture.
Yeah. Here Mishnah is informing us that to receive the Torah, you have to be what is called Keli Kibul. You have to be a vessel to be able to hold it. So now if you don't have that vessel to be able to receive it, to fit in it, so then you lose out. So now that's what the Mishnah is informing us. Not that he was given. Moshe, Kibel, he received the Torah. So that means, if you're not prepared, if you're not suitable, so then you miss out. 9 days passed. 9 days. So now, this timing that we go through counting, that means We try to prepare ourselves, to make ourselves a bigger and bigger and suitable vessel to receive the Torah. And how? To have the right manner to be able to receive the Torah. So that means the bigger vessel that you make out yourself, then you will receive a big portion of Torah. So that means when you have the big portion of the Torah, so that means that you are privileged to have such a shefa and beracha and blessing that you would never miss out, and you will never, Chas v'Shalom, will go through any types of shortage. Why? Because when you have the vessel, so the Torah is given, and then you'll be honored to have such a blessing. So that means there's nothing is going to be missing in your life. Health, beracha, children, peace, shalom, they are all is going to come when you are prepared to have this vessel suitable to receive the Torah. Amen. And Hashem is Zakeinu to be the right keli ribul, v'zad Hashem, the right vessel. And he's given v'zad Hashem, v'shalom aleh, gizorot tovot, semachot, and refuah shenemar chokh olamo Yisrael. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.